With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says Ukraine's president may visit the White House this week.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to. And he would like to sign it together with me. And I understand that's a big deal, very big deal.
President Trump says an agreement to access Ukraine's rare earth minerals would be important for U.S. taxpayers to recoup the money that Joe Biden gave Ukraine.
Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy. And it's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal workers have one last chance to document workplace accountability.
The Office of Personnel Management told agency leaders their workers were not required to respond by Musk's midnight deadline to detail what they did at work last week. On his social media site, Musk wrote, "Subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination." Elon Musk has the support of President Trump.
We have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
On X, Musk said one of the main points was to prove that people did not even check their work email. A viral video shows a group of thieves staging a medical emergency to steal puppies from a Colorado pet store. The incident happened Friday afternoon near Denver. One of the suspects is seen on surveillance footage suddenly falling to the floor in what appears to be a seizure, with employees and customers going over to help. Another man is then seen walking to the back of the store, opening a case of puppies and grabbing two English bulldogs before running away. Two of the three suspects got away. The man who staged the seizure was arrested. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has a trip to Africa on his schedule.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future, spending $1.6 million on TV ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former state attorney general Brad Schimmel. He is pro-life and opposes the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court overturns a death sentence.
The Supreme Court has thrown out Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop's murder conviction and death sentence. Glossop was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1997 killing in Oklahoma City of his former boss, motel owner Barry Van Treese. Prosecutors say it was a murder-for-hire scheme. The justices heard arguments in October, and both lawyers for Glossop and the state argued the conviction and death sentence should be overturned because he did not get a fair trial. Glossop has always maintained his innocence. The victim's relatives told the high court they want to see Glossop executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Philadelphia's public transit system is moving forward with plans to test run bullet-resistant enclosures for drivers on city buses. It's part of an effort to provide more protection for drivers who often face violence and harassment from passengers. A Missouri woman pleads guilty in the scam to sell Elvis Presley's Graceland estate. More details at SRNnews.com.